Recording started.
All right, let's get this show on the road. Welcome to Free Association. It's now 1:30 in the afternoon, so this is my third recording, my third live stream of the day so far. So it's been a productive day. Mondays are usually quite productive for me. So I'm productive on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays and Mondays usually, and then I have a bit of a gap. I take a break usually on Tuesday afternoon. I'll do something tomorrow morning, but Tuesday afternoon I take a break. Wednesday and Thursday I'm not all that busy. I'm just thinking about the show for Saturday usually. But Mondays are normally very, very productive. So you can expect three shows on a Monday, and then probably a show tomorrow, and maybe a show Wednesday, and then Saturday after that, probably, this week. And they're mostly me doing a talking heads thing for the moment, because I'm kind of in that mode. I don't know why I'm in that mode exactly, but I am. So I did an Immunix session this morning. And I was going to do another one this afternoon, and I've forgotten what I was going to... Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Okay. So I went for something to eat this morning. There's a little cafe around the corner from me. And I got in there just after 10 o'clock, and it was quite busy. And it's not the biggest of places. There's three big tables in there, six seats around each. But it's a tight squeeze to get through the tables to where you need to be, and there's cupboards, and there's the door to the toilet doesn't open properly, and there's all sorts of things going on with it. And this morning, it was just too busy for me. So I was feeling quite claustrophobic. I was starting to get a little bit kind of grumpy, looking around at the people around me and getting a bit grumpy and snarky. I didn't say anything, but... in my head, I was starting to criticize people. So I wanted to do a session about that, really, because that's a thing that comes up for me fairly regularly. When I get stressed, I start to look around and criticize people. So my nose is itching again, so let me sort that out first. All right. So this is it. We'll do an Immunix session again. So it's about the thing that was happening was claustrophobia. I was feeling agitated, claustrophobic, a little bit. It might not have been actual claustrophobia, but certainly feeling enclosed, not feeling like I didn't have enough space for me. So that might be the actual issue, is feeling like I'm being... It feels like a threatening thing, doesn't it? When I talk about it like that. It's like the people around me were threatening me, but they weren't threatening me. It just felt like that. So I need to sort that out, because that comes up over and over and over again for me. So how am I going to phrase that with Immunix? Well, I'll do emotional freedom technique, because I'm in that kind of mode as well. So let's start with a calibration. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how uncomfortable it's a feeling of being uncomfortable and closed in. So how uncomfortable and closed in did I feel this morning? It's about a 7. I got up and left, so I was uncomfortable enough to get up and leave, and I don't normally do that. Normally I'm okay in there, but I had my back to a couple of tables, so that might have been part of it. If I could see what's going on, that makes a difference. But I couldn't see what was going on most of two or three tables. Is there three tables there? Three tables behind me. So that might have been part of it. So so we'll start with a 7 and see if I can get that down to about a 1 or a 2, or ideally a 0. So this is emotional freedom technique. So what I'm doing is using the fingers on my right hand to tap on the karate chop point on the inside of my left hand. so the fleshy part of the hand. And you say something like, even though I felt a bit threatened this morning, I felt uncomfortable, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. So this feeling of being enclosed, this feeling of not having space, let's find the right words for it. This feeling of threat, let's just go with that. This feeling of threat. Even though I have this feeling of being threatened, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And I know where that's coming from now as well. It's coming from when I was about 13 or 12 or 13 at school. So it's from that bullying experience at school, I think. I don't like being surrounded by people because it must be pulling that up subconsciously. So even though I have this feeling of being threatened, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And this feeling, of threat, this feeling of anxiety, this feeling of not being safe, is that what it is? It's a feeling of not being safe. So even though I have this feeling, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And it's time to let it go. It's the right time to let it go. And it's safe to let it go. So I'm letting it go. All right, I'm going to stop there, I think, because I can feel a difference in my voice. So I can hear a difference in my voice. So something's happened. And I'm calm. I'm much calmer now, I think. I wasn't really agitated to begin with, but I feel a lot less stressed. I'm not particularly stressed, but I feel a lot less stressed. So on a scale of 0 to 10, whereabouts am I on the scale now? About a 3 or a 2 maybe? Something like that. And that's just one round. So I could do that again maybe. Let's do it again. So even though I have this feeling of not being safe, I wholly and completely love, honor, and accept myself. This feeling of threat, this feeling of fear and anxiety, just fear, I suppose. It's a kind of fear. But it's safe to let it go now. It's safe to let it go. And I'm ready to let it go. So I'm letting it go. All right, now I'm down to a 1 on that. I think I'm definitely down from 3. So I'm down to a 2 or a 1. I think 1's okay. You need to have a certain level of kind of awareness of what's going on, but not feeling threatened. Feeling threatened is not acceptable. So, and that's coming from me. That's coming from my previous experience. So it's the past coming up in a current situation. So I think that's probably sorted that out for the time being. I'll have to remember to do that before I go in next week. That's a cafe that I use on a Monday usually. So I'll do an emotional freedom technique session before I go in next week and make sure that it doesn't happen again. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for watching, and I'll be back a bit later probably because I'm in that kind of mood today.